USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reportedly considering appointing a coronavirus czar. The political website Politico says the official would be responsible for coordinating the U.S. government response to the growing global threat. Dr. Marcus Plessia is the chief medical officer with Ask Thea Health. He tells Fox News there's always been a concern that this coronavirus outbreak could go global.
We have known, we've been aware that something like this could happen for a long time, and lots of communities have made a lot of preparation for exactly that. So we're prepared, we're ready to move forward. State and local health departments are already working on this issue.
New illegal immigration is on the rise, but the overall number of people living in the United States illegally is actually down 1.2 million over the last decade. That's according to new analysis released from the Center for Migration Studies. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is testifying before the House Armed Services Committee on the budget for the Pentagon. Esper says the budget increase is necessary for the U.S. military to maintain its competitive edge.
I now ask for your support so that we may fully implement our decisions and move forward with the investments needed to ensure America's military maintains our competitive advantage, continues to deter conflict, and preserves our nation's security.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley also testifying. A new law passed by Democrats in Virginia has many parents up in arms, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Lawmakers in Virginia passing a bill regarding school discipline that's not sitting well with many parents. The bill would allow schools to determine whether to report certain student misdemeanors to the police. Backers say they proposed it because Virginia sends more children of color and more disabled children into the criminal justice system than any other state in the nation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on the Democratic presidential debate held in South Carolina on Tuesday night, Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells Fox News who he believes won that debate.
Yeah, I thought it was a hot mess. It was so embarrassing for the Democrat Party. No one on that stage was presidential. And frankly, the winner of the debate last night was simply President Donald Trump. Listen to Amy Klobuchar's praising of the First Step Act, and then watch the how they denigrated each other, Steyer owned personal prisons, private prisons. They talked about Biden passing the 1990s crime bill. They talked about Bloomberg. They bombed Bloomberg on the stop and frisk policies.
The CEO of Disney, who would not speak out against communist China, is now calling it quits, as we hear from USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Bob Iger has stepped down as CEO of Disney, a move that sent immediate shockwaves throughout the media industry that he helped shape over the last number of years. Iger's move is effective immediately. He'll stay on as executive chairman through December 2021 and continue to direct Disney's content creation, the most important role at the company. Iger was instrumental in guiding Disney through the streaming age and through its acquisition of Fox's entertainment business, a deal worth $52.4 billion when it was announced. Disney went on to acquire Pixar, Marvel, and Lucasfilm.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.